Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Nowadays, many people are leaving home with simply a house key and their phone. The days of carrying a purse or a wallet are long gone for many. And it comes as the minority of people use their physical bank card to make payments and in turn use their phones for all of their purchases or indeed their smartwatches. So we have a new report in from Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. They've found that 58% of contactless payments made using the likes of Apple Pay, Google Pay was up 52% in the same period last year. So gigantic growth with payments being made so easy. Do we actually take account of what we're spending or are we just kind of becoming frivolous spenders? Well, I'm joined by Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien, have we become frivolous? Are we more flahoolock because we're busy tapping all the time and not actually thinking about what we're paying for?
Yeah, and I think this is in contrast to where we're talking constantly on the radio and the TV is about the cost of living and the crisis with the cost of living. Yet people are not aware of how much they're spending on a day-to-day basis with their phone for the cup of coffee or a croissant or with it and so on. And they're building up a bill of maybe 10 or 15 euros. And the thing with what's happening is, you know, three quarters of 15 to 24 year olds are using contactless all the time. So basically, you know, you get a bill on the terminal and what do you do? You put your card over it or you put your phone over it and you don't even see what it is. So it's kind of gone off into the ether. And, notionally, you kind of said, I'm going to pay it at some stage in the future. But if you've got a debit card, you pay for it now.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we need to distinguish that. Is that the if you pay with credit card, that's getting to be a dangerous form of behaviour, is that?
Well, you're living beyond your means.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And then you're paying interest straight away. At least if you're paying with your debit card, you have money in the account.
But would you not say, Damien, and I know I'm as guilty of it as most people, you know, you're tapping and you're not, there's no real conversation a lot of the time anymore. So they're not saying, you know, that's 10.50 for your pastry and your coffee and whatever else, you know. So you're not hearing the amount.
No.
You're not really being mindful of, you know, that place is a bit expensive. That's a bit of a treat. Maybe I won't go there all the time.
Yeah.
We're just tapping and not looking at the numbers.
Exactly. And, you know, like we've got to get, I don't mean get out of the habit, but, you know, in the UK, for example, they have some of the banks allow you to set your own limit. So basically in €5 or £5 in the UK, but £5 increments is that, you know, if you set your limit at 10, that if it goes over 10, that you have to type your card numbers or your details in. So that's one way of restricting it. And it's, you know, it's done by yourself and the banks rather than regulation.
Okay, so we'll get smarter and savvier, I guess, about how we use our own finances.
Yeah, but you can pay any amount with your phone because it has the biometric testing on it.
Yeah.
So it allows you to do that. So it allows it to make it a lot easier than it is before. And as I said, you know, they put the terminal towards you. The number is upside down. You put your card over it or whatever. You're chatting to somebody else or you're chatting to the person who's serving you and you don't even know what you're paying.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you check your details
afterwards.
And
to be honest with you, even when you want to know, you know, you might be with people and, you know, it's almost an awkward moment where, you know, you need to say, how much is that costing me?
Yes.
Do you know, and you don't want to look mean, but yet we should know.
Yeah, we should know. And, you know, if people are concerned about this, and I think, you know, we're probably spending an extra 10, 20% than we might envisage that we are. And I actually had a conversation with my new first year students and I asked them how much they spent. About 10 or 15 of them bought coffees and I asked them how much they spent. And it was like €3, €4, maybe €4.50, €5. So they weren't sure how much they actually spent. And, you know, it's just they just pay with the card and that's. That's it. So the price is not always the main negotiating price is not always the main factor when they're making the decision.
Of course. Okay. Alan Purcell is an accountant from Cloud Accounts on the line. Alan, how are you?
How are you doing?
Hi. What do you think about the contactless payments? Are we just frivolously tapping around town?
It's my preferred method of contact. I haven't carried cash or a debit card, I'd say, since COVID, to be honest. And I think it is just the way to go. It's one less thing to carry in your pocket. And if you are tapping, everything is going onto your bank statement, which actually makes it easier to track where your expenditure is going. If you log into your bank statement, you can easily tell, oh, I spent X, Y, and Z today. If you go and spend €50 cash, you'll spend it and you won't remember at the end of the day where that all went.
So because the statement is there for us to see on our screen, on our phone, you think there is kind of accountability there because we can see what we've spent so far in the day or the week?
Much more accountability. Like if you take a 50 euro note from the ATM and, you know, the current cost of living, you will spend that so quickly, especially once you break it, because that's a kind of a mental factor. The 50 is suddenly is gone. And at the end of the day, you might wonder, where did you spend it? You're not going to keep the receipts in your pocket in all reality. But if you spend that same 50 euro tapping on your phone throughout the course of the day, you can easily see, oh, I spent a tenner in that shop, 15 there, a fiver there, and 20 there, and it all adds up. So it'll keep you much, much more accountable. And then for budgeting, it just means you can actually see where you're spending your money on a daily basis.
Well, we're all doing it, obviously. 9 in 10 card payments in the first half of this year were contactless. So, you know, the physical card wasn't even part of the transaction. I have to disagree with you, though, Alan, because I think if I'm spending hard cash, I'm more mindful about how much I'm spending. I'm physically taking that cash out of a wallet and handing it over. And I think it's there's more decision making involved in that process.
Yeah, there can be for some people, and I know there's a, you know, a current trend of people taking out cash and putting it into different wallets or envelopes and allocating those wallets or envelopes to groceries, discretionary expenditure, entertainment, etc. But once cash is gone, it is gone. And if you're not keeping on top of where that money is going, how do you know where you spent it? And how many times have you, you know, taking out a 50 euro, when you break it the first time, that's a big deal because you're splitting it into smaller amounts. Once that happens, you know, 2 euro here, 5 euro there, they will go out a lot easier and quicker, and you won't remember where they've gone. If it's on your bank statement, you know exactly where it is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Breaking it in the first place is your biggest decision, isn't it?
That's the big one. Breaking a 50, nobody wants to do it. But if you have one 50 euro note, harder to break. If you have 10 fivers, they're gone.
Dee and Kerry. Dee, how do you feel about contactless payments? Are you in agreement?
Hi, Anna. Yeah,
hi.
I suppose it's a generational thing too, isn't it? Like different, I mean, younger people are it's all kind of contactless. And but like, I would also think that it's far easier to spend, to pop your card up or use your phone. I would definitely think that if you have physical money, it's more physically painful to spend than the other. And I did try for a couple of weeks. I said, I'll just do the cash thing and see how it goes. Because, you know, there was a lot of stuff online about if there's some kind of a global event or banking goes, you know, wallop, you need cash. And I probably lasted about 2 weeks. And it just became it was really difficult always to be going to the ATM and always to have the cash. But I was far more aware of what I was spending. Far more aware.
Yeah.
But I disagree with the last speaker who said, you know, and I know you get alerts and I know, you know, on your phone and all that, but just physically parting, whether it's 50 or 10, and you're also aware of what you're spending. You'll ask how much is the cup of coffee without just, it's mindful spending.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you, by the way. A family member, this is a text in, went to the Vodafone shop to pay a bill with cash. It was refused and they told him cards only. I think it's outrageous that businesses can do this. So they're basically whittling out the cash, aren't they, Damien?
Yeah. It's a lot easier to do transactions electronically, and the cost is a lot cheaper than having to, you know, retailers back in the day, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, with cash, you know, there's a payment charge that you have to pay to the bank for them to count your cash and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those charges have been reduced. So it is a lot easier to use cards than it was then to carry around cash. And then you have the, you know, if you lose your cash, you lose your wallet, your cash is gone. If you lose your wallet, you can your credit card, then you can freeze your credit card so nobody else can use it. So, or your debit card. So, you know, you have those security issues there as well.
So there's safety concerns, I suppose. Are businesses entitled to say no cash from a retail point of view?
I think I can't say definitively, but yeah, I would think that most businesses should.
Because
you do get them, yeah.
You know, we don't take any cash here.
Yeah.
And it's growing, as they say. It's not just the Vodafone shop that people are experiencing it. Founder of MoneyWhiz personal finance commentator Frank Conway is on the line. Frank, are we busy tapping and being frivolous spenders, or is this just an efficient way to live?
No, I think it's an efficient way to live. So I'll give you an example, actually. Here's what the proof on the ground is telling. So yesterday I worked with a whole pile of 23, 24, 25-year-olds, all working. And they are so on top of their money that they really know where everything is going, and to the point that your previous speaker was saying, is that they have a really detailed understanding of how they spend, and they have a good idea. But not only that, they've actually become really good at investing money as well and finding better savings deals. So they'll talk to me about ETFs, for example, exchange-traded funds. They're really sharp with it, you know, so they're very aware. And I think there's just been that just movement in terms of younger people. It's not that they're just frivolously spending. They're very keen and they're very aware. And for some of them, you know, money can be quite tight when they start working for the first couple of years. They have a far greater understanding of the aggregate amount of money they're spending on, say, going out and coffees and stuff like that. And money, the role of money at the end of the day is to give you a quality of life. You know, you need to set goals. You need to put money aside. Some of them are signing up for their company pension plans already, so they understand the value of money. They're signing up for ETFs and they're investing in kind of broad market investment vehicles, whereas a lot of people in their 40s and 50s probably don't even know what ETFs are. Mm-hmm. And they also know in detail what they're spending. So they kind of set allowances. So they don't do the envelope thing because that's a bit retro, you know, and it sounds nice and the banking system may collapse. But actually, that's not going to happen. But broadly, what they are is much more in tune with how they spend. And I would say to somebody in their 20s and 30s, yeah, enjoy life, have fun, but also set your goals. But they're all doing it. A lot of them are very aware. And even kids in secondary schools are aware of ETFs, trading, they use the trading platforms. So they're often quite a lot more sharp when it comes to actually growing the value of money. So they do enjoy themselves. They go out and say, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. You know, I'll use the technology to my advantage. I've got much better tracking of that information. And then I'll use the investment vehicles out there as well. So I would find that they're actually really sharp at money. But very often they may not have enough of it. That's their challenge.
Of course, yeah. But I've heard a lot about younger students, especially trading off their phones and I suppose being more fluent in finance. Do you see that with your own students, Damien?
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with the previous speaker there is that, you know, students are more aware of what they're spending. Now, I still disagree with them over the price. Is that they're not too sure whether they're paying €4 or €5. And it
maybe they
really
have
matter.
Too much money.
Well, it's not that they have too much money.
They're supposed to be broke. They're students.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's kind of impulse and conspicuous consumption, you know, for things. I want to have this. But they do look at price and the price of things. And this is kind of a different, slightly different discussion. But buying stuff from abroad and bringing it in and kind of, you know, what I would be always advocating to them is to try and buy local. So you keep the money in the local
economy. Keep the money
economy.
In the country. Yeah, yeah. But they'll go after the cheapest deal or the best deal, which is understandable as well as students. Yeah. I completely get it. Or even as adults. Paul Merriman, financial consultant, askpaul.ie. Are we tap happy, Paul?
Yes, I think we are. I think it's clear to say with 9 out of 10 people. I think that all the previous contributors have been right. There's kind of pros and cons to both. What I would say to any client that we find that has a challenge with budgeting that is kind of getting to zero before payday, might be going to an overdraft or even
is that not
to
all
save.
Of us, Paul? No,
no, it's not. No, and if you're trying to save for a big event like maybe buying a house or a wedding, once you get into the cash system, you do 100%, I would say, save way more money and you're a little bit more careful. And it's so much easier. But look, when we do mortgage applications, and we have a mortgage application for somebody, you have to print off their bank statement or send them over on PDFs. They're always shocked at the amount of pages they print off. So unlike, I think, one of your listeners there, I think it was maybe Alan was saying that you know where your money's going, you end up with, you know, you don't remember what you paid. We don't remember what you put £50 on your card for in Spar last Friday evening when you went in for a pint of milk. So although you can record it, you still don't remember what you did with the money. So I find people, even though they have it on their bank statements, are quite shocked at how many times they've spent money. And if you go back to when cash was around, people typically went and did their groceries once a week and had enough for the whole week. Now you kind of, the convenience of spending money and the convenience of getting food on a regular basis, you know, people are just tapping. So I think there's nothing wrong with it. It's safer, 100% it's safer. If you lose your wallet, use your card. Way safer than using cash. It's way more convenient. So I would only usually recommend cash, like I said, if somebody was struggling to manage by kind of tapping, or else they were going for a really big saving goal and they wanted to really tightly budget. I think cash definitely helps you tightly manage your money compared to tapping.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so it depends, I suppose, where you're at in life and what you're focused
100%, on. 100%, yeah. And those guys in their early 20s that are 100% agree with Frank, those people in their early 20s, but don't forget, they've grown up on Revolut accounts probably. You know, they've been given Revolut accounts and they've seen all this technology where people in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s haven't. They've been around cash and it's been kind of taken away from them over the last decade or two. So, yeah, of course, if you've been given a Revolut account when you're 13, 14 or even younger and you're getting your pocket money through it or grandparents are sending you Revolut, you're going to be so much easier at managing your money.
Of course, it comes easier.
That's all you've ever known.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those 20-year-olds are absolutely fine. I wouldn't see them ever using cash ever. And they'll be absolutely fine for the foreseeable future. But it's the guys in their kind of maybe late 30s, 40s, 50s that do find the tapping a bit of a challenge. It's hard to keep track of their money, for sure.
Of course it is, yeah. That's Paul Merriman, askpaul.ie. Thanks, Paul, for joining us. Damien O'Reilly, thank you indeed for coming into us. Lecturer in Retail Management in TU Dublin. Walked up from TU. Thank you very much for joining us as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.